A Christian high school girls basketball team forfeited a playoff game last year because a transgender student, a biological boy, was playing on the opposing team. Now, the Vermont Principals Association says the team will not be allowed to participate in future tournaments. Fox News reports that Chris Goodwin, who coaches at Mid-Vermont Christian School, said he was notified of the transgender player on the other team, but it wasn't until the playoffs last year that his team ended up facing them on the court. The school is taking legal action against the state to regain the right to participate. Coach Goodwin told Fox News that boys just play at a different speed, a different force. He explained that he and school administrators held discussions with players and parents. He said, "We decided that instead of going against our religious beliefs regarding the fact that males and females are created differently, just to forfeit that particular game and withdraw from the tournament." At that point, says the coach, the state of Vermont governing body kicked us out of all athletic competitions in the state. The coach's decision was validated by viral footage from another recent girls' basketball game, this one between Massachusetts Collegiate Charter School of Lowell and Kipp Academy. As two players vied for a rebound, one of them, a large biological male from the Kipp team, threw a female player from the Charter team to the ground, grabbing the ball from her and causing her to grip her back in pain. The trans-identifying player took out two more Charter players before halftime. Not wanting to lose more players, the Charter team forfeited the game. It's unfair that women across America have been losing all sorts of athletic competitions, titles, and scholarships to men identifying as women. And when males play on girls' teams, it's outright dangerous. These coaches were right to forfeit. Let's pray Coach Goodwin and Mid-Vermont School win their lawsuit. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.